Blog Talk Radio.
Answer show. Welcome tonight. Tonight is 10:30. I'm going to do like this half hour. I'll make it quick. I don't know if you doing something really, really cool and important. I just want you to just listen up today. If you can join me, you can call in tonight and call me. The number is 347-884-8125. That is the number you should call. If you want to call in, we got news to cover. Also, favorite monsters. I bet you do have favorite monsters out there. And we'll narrow it down. Actually, this is our 10 favorite monsters of all time. Not just the monsters in your closet. I don't think that'll even make it to 100. But I'll narrow it down to 10. Okay. So just listen up. We're gonna talk about the Balloon Boy. That's been in all over the news for a couple of days, huh? We'll talk about that. We'll talk about his family also and what they're doing right now and what they're up to and what actually inspired them, you know, with this balloon and all that stuff. Anyway, yeah, so, and also we'll talk about some news, some nonsense news and, you know, some news that doesn't make sense. Some of those things. You can hang out with me on the chat room if you want. Looks like Talk Time is on the chat room. Welcome, Talk Time. I believe that's our friend Winston Pitts. So we'll pick him up in a little bit here. Okay, what do you have here? All right, and the news. Boy, it's actually good out there. I mean, right now in Waukegan, Illinois, you know, it was kind of surprising. It was 59 to 60 degrees, actually. Man, that was hot. Woo! Boy, hot time. That's what was happening. We can play some music, too, okay? So if you want to hang out, sorry, I cannot take any requests because I only have, you know, a couple of songs out here in my... And my data, pretty soon I'll have more, so just hang tight there, okay? Let's get our panel in here. I believe this is Winston, and 979717, is this Winston Pitts?
You'll be correct on that one.
You'll be correct, Tomento, my friend. What's going on in Mississippi?
It is cold.
It is cold, man. We got like 60 degrees out here in Waukegan.
Oh my! Wow, we got in the 40s, low 40s.
Sucks to be you guys. That's right.
I figured y'all be colder.
Y'all know it. I think it's the jet stream. You know how like the jet stream's all like crooked and bending and stuff like that. I think that's what we're having. Oh, thank you. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I don't know why they started clapping off. Hey, I got my internet back up today. So we'll have a show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So catch Fernando here on blogtalkradio.com. So much to talk about tonight. Let's get Dawn over here and see what's up with her. As soon as I pick her up. There we go. Dawn, are you in?
I am.
That's right. What's new with you?
Nothing much. Got internet now, TV.
Ooh, yes, we did. Yep, TV. That's right,
And, mm-hmm. Yep. So my sister had a baby.
Your sister had I know, it's a boy. What did she name him?
I believe she said that she's going to name it Abel Geronimo. So I think it might be named after her husband.
Okay. The junior then, huh? It's a junior.
Yep, right? I think so. It's her fourth, so.
Well, tell her the Fernando Poniente show, you know, congratulations from the Fernando Poniente show and the crew. Same thing with Winston.
Right, Winston? Okay.
Yeah. I have my phone on mute. I'm trying to do something right quick.
What are you trying to do? We're talking about the monsters over here. You got a radio show coming up? These are just a half hour.
I get it. I'm radio station, a DJ right now. I'm DJing my radio station, other radio station right now at the same time.
Okay. So I will understand. I will understand if you, slows the response and every now and then. I will understand that. But, hey, did you ever pass that, what do you call that, universal nightmare? I mean, healthcare?
Whoa. Think about that.
Do you get any news on that, Don? What's the, what's the dealio with that?
I really haven't heard much of anything on that other than that they're...
They haven't passed it yet, probably, so... We're not going to be worried about that later on. So what about that balloon boy, huh? What's your comment on that, Winston Pitts? It, you know, turned out to be a hoax, man. The parents, all the loons, they're all loonies.
Wow, I didn't know it was a hoax. I thought they said it was it looked like a hoax, but I don't know. Did they come out and say that?
Yeah, well, actually, they're caught to... They did an interview on CNN, I believe, on Larry King or something like that, and... They did investigate, you know, them and the whole thing, and turned out... The little boy says, well, you know, I hid, and I did scream my name, you guys' name, and you told me to be quiet or something like that, because we're doing it for the show. So it turned out to be this, you know, the balloon boy and all of them. They want a reality TV show.
I bet that's what they wanted. Attention. They wanted attention. I thought about it, but I didn't really think, you know, why can't you do it another way? You know, why did, you know, had to pick the obvious way to do it. I guess it's the best way to do it anyway, I guess, you know. So, I guess they won't suspect it. So, I don't know there. I mean, you know. I turned on the news and it said the headline down there, hoax, and it had a question mark on it, you know. So, I was figuring that, they're questioning it, not, you know. But I had to look up on that.
Yeah, it is a turn out to be a hoax, man. So what do you? I just recently saw that on Fox News, and we're gonna be talking about Fox News here in a little bit too. the sheriff on the county sheriff actually was in the O'Reilly show. The spin zone stops there. But anyway, they're thinking about, like, you know, pressing charges and all that, and, they're even talking about jail time.
Wow, amazing there.
Yeah. So, Don, what's your comments on this? What's your take on the parents, and what do you think that they're going to be the outcome of it as far as, like, you know, damaging the kids? Reputations. I mean, he's going to be called Balloon Boy for the rest of his life.
Seriously.
So, are you there, Don? Oh, so I can
hear. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, so I want you to make a comment on that.
Well, I think it depends if the parents knew that he was under the bed or if they really thought he was missing.
No. They knew all along. This is a publicity stunt.
So if they knew, then I think they should be prosecuted because they waste people's, like, they waste taxpayers' money by, like, the police were looking for them. And then next time, like, some child's missing, the police might be like, oh, yeah, it's one of those hooks. Be tempted to think it's another hook and not really put real effort into it.
That's right. So what do you think? They should go to jail and be fined for how much, you know, I don't know, how much they're trying. I think they're talking about millions, you know.
Wow.
Dollars. Just because of, here's what happened, okay? So they alerted 911, you know, 911, of course, you know, authorities were alerted, and also the FAA. you know? Yeah, via the airports around the area there. They FAA. Okay, they had to cancel some of the flights, you know, and stuff like that, and did a lot of cancellations around the area there. So, yeah, actually, the FAA is the one's gonna file a lawsuit against, you know, against them. So, you're talking about millions of dollars. Not to mention the the local share deputies and the local authorities. So, I mean, they're talking about like what do you call that? Reality TV show, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe like MTV or CBS, NBC, one of those loons, station will pick those up. Do you think they'll make more than $2 million or $5 million if that, if this goes on air? And will you watch it, Winston?
Probably not. Simply from a standpoint, I I don't want to give them money for some kind of idiotic, you know, decision some guy made. You know, that's like the Octomom. It was a hot topic when it first happened, but do you hear anything about it anymore besides now?
No, not really. It's still in the thing, the news about that. It's a hoax, and you know they're going to get prosecuted, or they're going to the authorities are going to press charges and all that. But there'll be, I don't think there'll be some jail time. That's what in my opinion. I mean, if you look at their records, like the parents and all that, they didn't have, they were not like, drug addicts or, anything like that. They were just, they want fame, so they got it. So
yeah.
Let's move on real quick here. We're going to be talking about Fox News. Now the Fox News is under fire, actually, by White House and Obama's administration is going after Fox, for some odd reason. I don't know. I guess because they're, leaning towards the right, that's trying to say. There's a lot of, speculations about, they want to, look into it, if Fox News has violated some rules or policy or anything like that or whatnot. Here's the deal, though. What's got into the Obama's administration? Why are they going after the Fox News? Why are they going after the this certain media outlet? Why?
I literally have no idea. I mean, I know from a standpoint, Obama is trying his best to get reelected. And I promise you, Fox News is going to have a big influence over this.
I agree with you on that one. He's right now. What he's doing right now. That's what he's doing. He's campaigning for the second term. and I think because of they reporting all this news, all these topics about like the czars. Now I think one of the recently just. Watch about the one of the member of his administration talking about reading a book about Mao, like the communist Mao Chinese, regime, whatever you want to call it. And making a reference about that and saying that we should read his book and stuff like that. But that's the small, just tip of iceberg. Because of recent trouble with the with Acorn, that's tied with Obama, with the stars and all that, with Reverend Wright when he was when he's campaigning for his presidency and all that, No other media outlet has reported those, but Fox News, right?
Wow.
Do you agree? Yeah. They'd probably, show some clips and stuff like that. But I think Fox News has had more leaning towards the, conservative side. So that's why, Obama administration is having beef with them. Now, here's the question, though, Don, if I ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Don, do you think Fox News being, do you think Fox News is, you know, not being fair and balanced, as they claim?
I think they are putting the fairity in the or more fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like, even if they reported all the right-wing conservative views and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that, I mean, if you have, like, three or four news channels that have leftist views, liberal views, I mean, having one channel with the right-wing view or, you know, a conservative view, that's not even, like, probably, like, you know, that's just what is one compared for, but one channel can do a lot, actually, just like, you know, with the, when God told Gideon, I believe it was, to, like, go with 300 and fight against thousands of soldiers, right? And,
people
won. So they just, like,
that's right.
Perhaps they're fearful, you know, that they are showing the bad side, and they don't want anybody to know about the bad side, perhaps.
Right. And this just kind of reminds me, I don't know if I'm that, you know, call me a loon or idiot for doing comparisons to Venezuela. You know what, like, Hugo Chavez, you know how, like, he shut down that media outlet out there that opposes his administration? Do you think, Winston, do you think some odd reason, but, you know, Obama administration would have some way shut down Fox News? I know that's a hypothetical question, and it's probably, Biden's dream right now, but or Pelosi's dream, you know, shut down Fox News. But, you know, what is the possibility on that?
If FCC is not controlled by the government, it is from a standpoint controlled by the government, but
right.
they do, because it's like a normal business, free enterprise. You know, it's part of the government, but, and the government, I know, I don't think they can command them to do it. You know, my quotation mark finger coming up. But I think they can, like, bribe them. Now, that's where we can get into the, problem. You know, I'll give you $10 million if you take Fox News off the air. Or make something up, well, you know, they did something wrong, and,
sure.
you know, take them off the air.
That's a good that's a good theory right there. But here's my theory. Here's my point. Okay. Do you know about the Obama's list, right?
Yeah.
You know Obama's list. What they call Obama's list, because if you don't agree with him, you know, you put in Obama's list, and you know the White House actually keeps records on that. You know.
Yeah.
You don't know any. Yeah. You do know that, right? I think that's you know, that's what they're trying to do. I think they're trying to, if they can level or label like a regular citizens like you and I, you know, as a Obama's list and put it.
Yeah.
I believe they can do that when it comes to media outlets. You know, if somehow they can pass
yeah.
that through and convince the court and say, hey, you know. Fox News is Obama's, you know, it's the enemy's list. It's in on our list, and we have, you know, we're gonna have to find a way to shut them down, you know. Of course, they're
yeah.
gonna do that. You know, they might do that, or they might